Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine and the warm weather. I love New York City in the summertime. And, of course, we're going to be bringing that same heat right here on Dirty Basement Radio today. Got some hot music that we're going to be blazing at the bottom of the hour. You've probably seen the promo at the bottom of the hour. We have a beautiful young lady scheduled to come through, artist by the name of I Am Reds. Not to be confused with Dirty Basement's own Red Girl Jones. All right, but I Am Reds is going to be in the building at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to talking to her, checking out some of her music here live on the airway. Sees what she's got going on. She seems to be a very busy artist. You know, I see her, you know, via her social media involved in a lot of, you know, events and activities and performances and such. Because, you know, everything is back open. New York City is wide back open. Things are getting somewhat back to normal. We can get out and about, and you still got to wear that mask, though, you know, still got to wear that mask. Everybody looking like a bandit still, you know, depending on where you go. But you know how it is in the hood. It's like hit or miss. But we're definitely going to be giving you all the hits today, all the bangers, all the hottest independent artists that you will find anywhere. Right, big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roar. It looks like he's back in full effect. I'm definitely glad to have him back on board after being a little under the weather, so to speak, for a couple of days. I big shout out to Priest. Priest was doing his thing last night. He was definitely in his bag. If you missed the Listening Room DC last night, you definitely got to go check out the rebroadcast. Some fancy. He was doing his thing last night, definitely doing his thing. So definitely do that. Go back in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio and check us out. Now, I'm going to do my best to take it easy today. No crazy rants. I don't have no crazy topics. Nobody to get upset. You know, people always get upset at me for one reason or another. They be getting mad. But, you know what I'm saying? I keep it 100 at all times. Hate it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get it in. All right, telephone lines are open. 563-999-3050. When you call in, please press that number one button so I know that you have something that you wish to say. You know what I mean? What's on your mind? What's going on in, you know, your neck of the woods? What's been heavy on the news, though, I will say, is that unfortunate building collapse that happened in Florida. Real, real tragic situation. Not quite sure, you know, how that happened, if it was just a structural issue or, you know, something else was going on, whatever the case is. And we definitely wish everybody that's impacted by that down there well. And I hope, you know, they find as many people alive as possible. Once again, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. All right, I'm looking forward tonight to they got some boxing on tonight. Your man Tank Davis is fighting for a championship tonight. I can't think of his opponent's name right now, but it looks like it might be an interesting fight. So all my fight fans out there, you know me, I'm taking bets. All right, so holler at me on my social media if you want to make that bet. All right, at Dirty Basement, DRTYBSMNT. All right, straight like that. Let's get ready to get into some of this music right now, some of this hot pendant fire. Big shout out to my man, Jay Irv. You definitely got to go back and check his interview. Fantastic interview that was had right here on Dirty Basement Radio just a couple of weeks ago. This is the one that, you know, definitely raised my eyebrows. Big shout out to Jay Irv. This is bittersweet.
I'm rolling with my co-conspirators, only God superior. Fans out in Nigeria, low-key revering us. Don't light your cigarette, let me know if you trigger your rappers already owe me, and after this, a bigger debt. Dropping up many parables, calculating the barrels. But fourth quarter for me is just love, for you it's terrible. When will they understand my poetry simply beautiful? Fake news to you, but the facts are undisputable. Presidents will have to show me with this provision. MCing for me is a pre-existing condition. Hold up, let's take it back to the 90s and 80s. My sex is like Nirvana, CDs, bare-necked ladies, you vibe to the photogenic microphone, man's career path. It could have been a human biogenics, you hold. So if we ever got into a scrum, a mercy killing, you hear the slow beating of the drum. My appetite, destroy rappers who ain't rapping right, and dissect the inner workings of a satellite. When we talk, it better be about the bottom dollars. Reflex, I'm looking for the bread like it's holler. Praises go out to Allah, whatever God that you follow. Thoughts so disappointed, I didn't talk about Prada. This is for the sharp-witted brothers really get it, who study they bogus charges, and finally they gotta quit it. Attitude is similar to red tail pilots. Stone face, the clear blue sky turn violet. When Jay talk, you better listen up for the nuggets. I'm gold mining the other prospects that said fuck it. But we want the whole music scene to be united. The bad rappers, I'm hoping that they suffer off the riders. For those who never tried us and thinking they shit is righteous, never knew we was kings, but coming up right beside us, you thought wrong. Cause now I'm reunited with the fam in three steps ahead of the law and Uncle Sam's humanity. The tribal nature of it is insanity. Cop that kill Laquan, they taking care of his family. Document the shit that happened out here in the streets, and pay close attention to government overreach. Preach. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man.
When she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Don't show that make.
Yeah, brand new music from the legendary MC Shan. Make sure you go back and check out our recent interview with him right here in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. Just getting it started. You know how we get it in. Let's make it bounce.
Love the way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it. Make it rain. Go on, show it. Make it bounce. Bounce. Love the way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it. Make it rain. Go on, show it. Make it bounce. In a G-string, pulling on my zipper, singing in her ear, I'm in love with a stripper, I say I wanna feel her, touch her where it tickles, f***ing with her mind, while she grinding on my pickle, these all that's on my mind, girl, what you doing to me, shorty got me hooked, on the way she shake that ooey ooey, mm-mm, good, bet it's nice and chewy, he bought her everything, way before she knew me, boom, boom, dropping it in sync, shorty better watch it, cause I'm about to spill a drink. I was drinking Grey Goose, shorty on Patron. Pictures of a all up in my phone. Shorty, she a freak, she already admitted. Looking at it shaking like jello when I hit it. Shake it side to side, now shake it up and down. Before you pop it, baby, won't you break it to the ground?
Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it,
make it rain.
Go on, Shorty, make it bounce, 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 bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it,
make it rain.
Go on, show it, make it bounce, 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 bounce.
Shorty, let me ride, let me take it for a spin. Say that I'm a lucky man, cause she got a twin. Go on, mama, toot it up, all make it shine. She wanna me to beat it up and treat it like it's mine. Shorty, make that pop while she on the pole. Watch her on the way down, she way she make it roll. Shorty so fly that I'm tricking on a friend. Money in a bun, spending hundreds like they ten. Shake it to a love song, she don't need a booty track. All I throw is money at her, she throw me that booty back. Shorty, she a freak, and she know I know it. Cause she always make it pop right before she throw it. I don't wanna keep the I just wanna borrow. Hit it with the ding-a-ling and bring it back tomorrow. Told her that I want her ever since I seen her. Let me hit the pussy, I'ma catch a misdemeanor, girl.
Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it,
make it rain.
Go on, show it, make it bounce, bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it,
make it rain.
Go on, show it, make it bounce, bounce, bounce. Go on, show it, make it bounce.
This is Nick Wiz.
And I'm Shabam Sadiq.
And you're listening to DJ Sincere on Dirty Basement Radio. Check out our new joint, Thunderin'.
Nick Wiz, we back at it.
Thunderin', shaking the concrete.
It's Sadiq.
We're here to mobilize the street.
Yeah.
Thunderin', shaking the concrete.
Maximize the time, don't wait till it's gone. Immortalize it in a song, they gon' say that it's wrong. But you gotta hold strong, gray hairs in my bed, longevity is the cause. On with impeccable word, playing songs. When I step on a set, I'm setting on fire alarms. They want all the smoke, but they throw when they fire upon. Trolling on the internet and pissing people off. I'm not cut from a cause, I'm chisel out of stone. I'm a one of one, work of art made by moms and pops. Never a clone, eagle crushing the drone. Nature versus machine, tsunami swallow your home.
Here I go, over this hard ass beat.
Thundering, shaking the concrete.
It's a beat, I'm here to mobilize the scene. Organize my beat, say the damn thing sweet. Here I go, over this hard ass beat.
Thundering, shaking the concrete.
I'm here to mobilize the streets. Organize my people and the dance sweet.
You put your foot in your mouth when you counted me out. It shows you really don't know what Shabam is about. I'm about business, most people just be trying to get clout. I'm about creating situations that'll take away your doubt. We put that work out and we double up sums over hard drums. Thunder is shaking the concrete, a stampede guaranteed. I make naysayers believe, I roll up my sleeves to seize the moment. I'm on it and everything after that's a bonus. Promoters, come on for that dough before the performance. When a beat drop through the speakers, it sounds enormous. They on it, in front of the stage, it's a mosh pit.
Here I go, over this hard ass beat.
Thundering, shaking the concrete.
It's a beat, I'm here to mobilize the streets. Organize my beats and the damn thing's sweet. Here I go, over this hard ass beat.
Thundering, shaking the concrete.
It's a beat, I'm here to mobilize the streets. Organize my beats and the damn thing's sweet.
Dirty Basement Radio, you know we keep giving you all the bangers, getting ready to hit you with a Shabam Sadiq double play right now. Hot off the presses, this is him alongside the UV and DV alias Christ. This is good advice for the streets. Watch your mouth.
I let him know. Ain't nobody out there fucking with me. I let him go. Homie, it's on sight, you disrespect me. This ain't a show, you ain't know. You nothing like these rappers, we gon' roll free. Kick in the door, let it blow. Watch your mouth, when you're speaking out against me.
Some people don't like me, but it's jealousy likely. Cause I'm a big stepper, and I talk spicy. Chicks wanna taste me, dudes wanna fight me. I'm on flight, hold ground. grudges, they try to fight me.
What?
I got property, stocks, guns, a smart wife.
Yes.
Y'all got money problems and bills, y'all not like me. I pen feature films with the bars, like Spike Lee, sipping elderberry and C-Mall.
The almighty.
Huh. Aug SS, that means double the stress, double the bars, double the cars, double the scars, double the flows, double the lows. Bullets go in and out of your coat, double the show. Two on tour, who want war, two at your door. 244, get on the floor, two in the morn, two on the horn, money talk, dummy your Ford. Bullets hitting the cord.
I let them know, let them know. Ain't nobody out there fucking with me. I let them go, let them go. Homie, it's on sight, you disrespect me. This ain't a show, you ain't know. You nothing like these rappers, we gon' roll free. Kick in the door, let it blow. Watch your mouth, you're speaking out against me.
The greatest is off hiatus, and you get clipped off.
Mic shut off,
you not a tough guy, knock it off. Everybody said it cut from a different cloth, but you cut from a pamper fool, baby saw.
Yep.
They say I'm too old to rap, picture that.
What?
As if art had an age limit, how stupid is that?
Stupid.
I back smack a new rapper, old rapper. Don't matter, the speakers rattle, the glass shatter. Your backup, bone cracker. Drones capture all throwing stones, the size of an Acura. Accurate like Hawkeye, thoughts fly like an arrow. Ill apparel with the Camaro. Sick with the rap flow, you know how that go. You know I'm black, bro. You know I'm back, bro. You know I snap, bro. In fact, bro, I'm real nice. Me and Bam, takeover is part of the plan. Understand? Yeah.
I let them know, let them know. Ain't nobody out there fucking with me. I let them go, let them go. Homie, it's on sight, you disrespect me. This ain't a show, you ain't know. You nothing like these rappers, we gon' roll free. Kick in the door, let it blow. Watch your mouth when you're speaking out against me.
Yeah, brand new fire coming from Sabam Sadiq alongside the UV and DV alias Christ. Definitely heat right there. That's called Watch Your Mouth. Yeah, I see if one of my folks is on the check-in. Let me get them connected right now. Let me see, let me see. All right, there we go. All right, what's good? What's good, my dude? What's happening? Hello, hello. Dirty Basement Radio, you're live on the air. Looks like we're having a bit of a connection problem with that line. Look like my dude H is on the line. H, you with me? I know he might be having a bit of difficulty right now. We'll see if we can get him back connected. But telephone lines are open. I hope I'm not having a problem with my telephone line. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. Once again, 563-999-3050. Here's some static on the line. H, you with me? I heard something just now.
Hey,
you alive?
What's going
alive?
On? How are we doing?
All right, there we
Sincere.
All right, all right, all right. It's all good. It's all good. Big shout out to my dude H. Everybody in the lounge that be coming through. All the brothers, you know, and some of the sisters too. So H, what's happening, man?
Hey.
I guess like.
Oh, everything is everything. You know, it's a nice, beautiful day in the wonderful five boroughs of New York City. And
yeah, no,
well,
no
my Brooklyn Nets the night there. I thought we was gonna make it. It was supposed to be a wonderful. Summertime for the Brooklyn Nets and the Islanders on hockey, but they both lost, you know, so, you know, next year's a journey, you know.
Yeah, maybe next year, but, you know, we did have three teams in the playoffs that didn't make the playoffs, so at least, you know, New York was represented in that regard. We had the Knicks, of course, they left in the first round, but, you know what I'm saying, it was definitely a good season for them. You know, they came back a bit and showed some promise, of course. We say that every season. But this time it was true. They definitely showed some promise. And, you know, I definitely think we got some stuff to build on for next season. Now, the Nets were supposed to have a super team, though. I mean, they, like, brought in all the stars. They had Irvin. They had Durant. They had who else they had? Somebody I'm missing.
James
somebody
Harden.
I'm missing.
James Harden.
Harden.
James
right,
Harden.
Harden. Yeah, so I mean, they put together a squad. They was, you know, I'm looking at them like they supposed to be the, you know, like 21st century dream team. They supposed to be the new Lakers and shit. You know what I'm saying? You put together a team like that, but it wasn't meant to be. You know, they fell by the wayside, but they went a little bit deeper into the playoffs. So, you know, we give them their props. Big up to Brooklyn, you know, once again, you know, something else. Now, next year, we're not going to accept that. They better be just running over everybody. You know what I'm saying? With a squad like that, Harden could drop in 30. You know, I mean, each one of those guys could drop in 30 by themselves. So, you know what I'm saying? They should be running away with their division next season. Now, as far as hockey goes, I like hockey, all right? I've been watching hockey, you know, back and forth for years. I think hockey is probably the most energetic sport next to basketball. You know what I'm saying? Hockey is the most energetic sport next to basketball. They be going up and down. The only thing different is it's like hockey ain't hardly got no rules. They don't hardly ever blow the whistle. Once in a while, they be letting them go. So I like hockey.
They let them fight. You know, they let the guys fight. But they do have rules,
because,
you know, it is a major sport. You know,
well,
they do blow the whistle.
They
do
blow
the
whistle.
Sometimes
that much.
They have,
they
know,
don't blow
on
that
five.
Much. It's not like basketball.
Basketball actually keeps stopping.
Hockey has a lot more back and forth, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go back and forth, you know, there's a lot of back and forth action without, you know what I'm saying, without interruption. You know what I'm saying? Basketball is not like that. It, you know what I'm saying? You don't get two and three and four good up and downs without the ref blowing the whistle. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. But, you know, but I think, like, the big news right now just broke yesterday. Derek Chauvin sentenced to 22 and a half years. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, 22 and a half. I figured that's about what they're not going to give him life. So he's been in jail for six. Well, he's been in jail for what, a year now? 6 months? How long has he been in jail? About a year now.
I don't know. I don't think it's been a year. Yeah, I don't think it's been a year yet. But it might be. H, did we lose you? I must be getting a bad signal in the lounge. H. Are you still with me?
Yes, still here.
I'm sorry?
Yes, can you hear me? We're still here.
Okay, all right, there we go. Yeah, so you know, finish what you were saying.
Yeah, well, what were you talking about again? What was the topic of discussion again?
About Derek Chauvin, 22 and a half years that he got. You had asked me how long had he been in jail already. I said maybe a year, but I'm not sure if it's been that long yet.
Well,
because,
I didn't expect a life sentence. I definitely didn't expect a life sentence. They're not going to give a white man a life sentence for killing a black man, even though it was shown basically in front of the world, you know, 22 years. Yeah, that's about what I expected. And I guess we'll see. I mean, is it going to change anything? Probably not. But you know, we have to go on, and you know, I guess we'll close the book
saying,
on that chapter. You know.
Well, you know, some people have said, you know, saying particularly people on the right, they said that he was merely a sacrificial lamb. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean that too. Somebody had to go down because there were going to be, there would have been riots in all the major cities. In all the maybe riots and suburbs, something had to be done. So I guess the public will accept that. Not all.
So you think that he was okay? So do you think he should not have been convicted?
No, I think. I mean, it was right on. Of course, I believe he should have been convicted. It was right in front of on camera for everybody to see.
Do you think that?
Definitely.
Okay. Do you think that?
But, I thought he would have had maybe more, got 10 more years. I thought he might have got like 30 years. The 22 and a half is a little bit paltry, a little bit short to me.
Okay.
In my estimation, it's a little short.
Okay, well, that's pretty much what everybody's saying. You know what I'm saying? The family wasn't particularly happy about it either. They definitely wanted him to get more time than he received. And it may turn out that, you know, he doesn't serve the full sentence. You know how that works, you know, so he may be out in as little as 15 years. You know what I mean? So we shouldn't even expect him to serve every day of the, 22 years. I mean, as soon as he becomes eligible for parole, I'm quite sure that they'll, you know, quietly release him, you know, at least try to quietly release him, you know, back out, and then, you know, have him under, you know, supervision for the remainder of his sentence, you know. But now, what you alluded to is another, is something else that's been said, especially by, you know, people on the right political part of the spectrum, you know, that this verdict was due to, you know, a fear of those, you know, of riots, you know. So you think that the verdict, you think the verdict was influenced, you think the jurors were influenced by possibility of riots if they came back with not guilty?
Well, there are, listen, there's a big amount of pressure put on all the jurors. There's nobody in this country that hasn't heard about the story. So if you're trying to find independent jurors that are not privy to the story, you're not going to find that, you know. But a little bit. But like I said, he could have got more years. I don't know. Maybe if Benjamin Krupp, if he wants to claim victory, I mean, couldn't he got a more better a jury, better than 20? I think that the 22 years was far below.
Wait a minute. Crump wasn't the attorney in the courtroom. He didn't try the case.
Oh, he didn't try the case. Okay.
He had nothing to do with picking the jurors. He didn't try the case. No.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, 22 years is a little bit short to me. But,
You definitely get no argument. You definitely get no argument from me on that.
There would be, you know, turnips in every major city, so I'm pretty sure that was probably on the juror's mind, of course.
Okay.
You know.
Now,
and we're going to have to accept it. That's what it is. But I think we should more importantly, the Amber Geiger case is, she's supposed to be up for, you know, possible reduction or whatever soon. So we have to concentrate. We have to put all our efforts on that topic, because I think within a year she should be eligible.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Now, that case was a real fishy to me for a couple of reasons. The biggest reason, you know, when you live in an apartment building, you know, one apartment's on top of another one. So, you know, 3B is usually going to be right on top of 2B. You know what I'm saying? They're all lined up like that. Okay, fine. So you go into the wrong apartment, you know what I'm saying, and you just shoot dude. Now, what was reported early on, but then you stop hearing it, that's why it's really important to, you know, get different sources of news and to try to get those earliest reports. Because sometimes they put certain things in the earlier reporting of the news that later on they stop reporting, they stop adding that. And one of the things, and it was even some pictures that were shown of them together in a social kind of a way.
I'm not sure if those pictures are accurate. Well, are you sure that they had pictures of her and him together prior?
Yes, there were pictures
confirmed.
There were pictures that were put out in the media of them out together socially. So that leads me to believe that there was something else to this story, all right? She knew him personally, and it may have been, you know, something else going on as far as, you know, why she really shot him. All right? But in either case,
are there witnesses that have seen them together?
There's pictures. There were pictures.
Then there should be witnesses that should have come and testify on that in court. I haven't seen that.
You would think so.
If it went out at least 3 or 4 times, I'm pretty sure there should have been at least somebody come forward and say, "Yeah, well, I've seen her out and about on this such and such date."
I don't think so.
I'm not 100% sure of that.
I mean, you would think so, but I guess that depends on whether or not they decide they want to, you know, call whatever kind of witness. That would make the story a bit more difficult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because then it's not a mistake. It's not accidental. It's premeditated.
Yeah.
You know, that would add a that would add a whole nother level to it. And I if that was the case, that's probably something that they just didn't want to deal with.
Maybe one of those Agatha Christie mysteries.
You know, but you definitely, but you're right. We definitely got to keep an eye on that case, you know, because that's definitely another one that they will definitely try to, you know, quietly parole, you know, and you wouldn't know it until some months later when, you know, it just happens to get reported on. So yeah, you're definitely right. That's something that we got to keep an eye out on for what continues to go on with that particular situation. But real quick. Expecting the guests to come in the building soon. Hopefully, be able to catch up with I Am Red. She's scheduled to be in the building today. Philadelphia artist. Here in New York City, man, you know, we getting ready to pick a new mayor. Do you know who any of these people are? I mean, I know a few of them, but I'm not enchanted by none of them. What do you think?
The candidates, the lead guy is the former, he's still, I think, presently the Brooklyn Borough,
Apparently he's in the lead, all right? He got the most, you know, popularity, name recognition or whatever out of, some of the people. You still got, now I think, Curtis Sliwa won the Republican. It was between him and the dude who used to be in charge of the taxi drivers union, Fernando Mateo, you know, but he's out the door, and, you know, Sliwa won that. So Sliwa, I don't want him being a mayor, but I don't think I want somebody who was an ex-cop to be the mayor either. What do you think about that?
Eric Adams, I kind of, you know, I've actually been on a couple of his promotional things. He had one in 40 projects last week. He's the guy I'm voting for. I have a history with him. And, spoke to the guy, like I said, you know, been out to a couple of his functions. And, I'm putting my my money on Mr. Eric Adams. You know, he's been a city guy all his life. You know, a black guy, so I'm rooting for him. The other people, Curtis Sliwa. Well, hey, it's funny. I'll be honest with you. If somebody would have asked me 10 years ago, who has a better chance, Curtis Sliwa at being mayor or Donald Trump at president, I would have said Curtis Sliwa has a way better shot than Donald Trump being president. Here we are, 2021. I don't think Sliwa has a chance, but we'll see. But my money's on Eric Adams.
Okay, but my question is, do you like him as a future mayor?
Yeah, I like him. I'll give him a shot. You know,
okay.
I like him. I like what he stands for. You know what I'm saying? He's, you know, black brother, born New York City guy, born and bred. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's on our
side. You don't think he'll be too much of an apologist for the police when something happens?
Well, that's what they all are. That's what they all do. It's all PR, man. It's all PR.
You don't think he'll be worse being a former police officer? You don't think he'll be worse?
Nah, I'll be worse. It's all PR. It's all the mayor is his PR. All those guys, they talk. They just relay messages. They try to. Everybody has specific jobs. The controller does the budget. Everybody. He's just like a news reporter. He tells you what's going on. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, there's things that he can do to ruin us. What they do is they give out bad contracts. Don't make sure that structurally things are done, you know. Hopefully, you know, we don't have a deficit in the budget, a budget deficit. And there's certain things that you know, you ask for in the mayor, you know. Like I said, you know, calming of the police. Don't let the police get too much out of out of bounds. You know, and you know, that's that. Like I said, basically, he's just the reporter. He just tells you what's going on. He tells you the state of the union, of the city. That's what he or she does. You know.
Right.
I mean,
that's what it is.
They could be in corruption. They could, like, I mean, you got to watch them with the contracts, you know, with selling us out. You know, well, like, you know, Kirkpatrick did in Detroit with the water. You know, you can't sign bad contracts with shady companies.
Well, yeah, well,
know,
that definitely happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's buddy, somebody getting kicked back under the table money. Yeah, all kind of
all
crazy stuff going on. Yeah, we definitely know that.
That's been happening since there have been mayors. Kickbacks.
Absolutely.
Contracts.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we've got to watch out
now,
for
we
that.
We definitely appreciate your input, sir, as always. I definitely got to, you know what I'm saying, we definitely got to connect, you know what I'm saying, while, you know, summertime in New York City is going on, you know what I'm saying, hit the block, hit the streets, getting some trouble out there, have a good time while the sun
All
is
right.
shining. Yeah, no
That's
doubt,
right.
no doubt. So, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know.
Okay.
But I'm telling everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, my man from L.A. got a new album out. His name is Craig Smith. And go get that Chill With Us. It's called Chill With Us. You can check it out there. It's on Spotify. It's on YouTube. The Chill With Us project from my man Craig Smith from Cali.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. That's
check
what's
that
up.
Out. Check that out.
I would definitely got to see what's up with him, see if we can check some of that music out.
Yeah.
Maybe you can send me a YouTube
like that
link.
Chill With Us. Like that Chill With Us. YouTube. Chill With Us, baby. Not Bill With Us, but Chill With Us.
I will. Well, if you can, you know, hit me with a YouTube link in my IG DM. We definitely want to check that brother out, see what's good with him. All right. In the meantime, let's jump back to a little bit more music. Let's throw it back with this one from one of our folks. All right, this is Neek the Exotic. Ain't playing no
All
game.
All right, my brother. All right.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Expecting our guest to be in the building in just a couple of minutes. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, we'll be right back.
Without fixing. Could wait for the better days, hard work meant it paid. So I'ma think, I'ma stay, staying great sharp. Gotta live it to play the part, blood thirsty like a shark. Resist, I went to depth and dark, I spit that realness. Like 22s on a 600, sour diesel running. And none of y'all homies wanted switch styles, flip pals. Chick hanging on genitals, good now, mom proud. Son is the golden child, I know y'all feel this. Cause y'all put into it bigger, and all you slimy snakes to slither. Don't mess with you niggas, team built like Fort Knox. Connected all the dots, we work, we don't stop. We rise up to the top, we in it to win it. Everlasting ain't no ending. Forever blasting, we gon' get it. Cause my team's committed. So every time I touch the mic, I gotta make it count. Cause big bills bring big skills in large amounts. Ain't no playing, no game, ain't much change. Fast as a bullet train, say no names. Skills maxed out, stay growing them tracks out. Ain't Neek the Exotic and strong as that south. Ain't no playing, no game, ain't much change. Fast as a bullet train, say no names. Skills maxed out, stay blowing them tracks out. Name Neek the Exotic and strong as that south.
You gotta have patience in this game. Make a flowing through my veins, so I try to stay sane. Never falling out my lane, and as a kid up on them swings, I was sliding on this game. Now it's time for me to reign. Thought it was all a dream until I seen my first video. Smile like Arsenio. Just rock Santos, me and Pink Gildio. Piece of hip-hop, I love you, baby. Like plush Mercedes, or like rice and gravy. That's how we blend, baby. Rap neck, tie figure, do or die fly figures. Queen spread, get dough, flip like pie figure. Beast on stage, just faking the funk rage. It's 2012 and I'm still in the rage. Pornographic, that's how we do it. Ain't nothing new to this. Staying true to what I believe in and keep doing it. Speeding like the bullet train. Piece of Japan, toss everything down. Yeah, me and my man. Ain't no playing, no game, ain't much change. Fast as a bullet train, say no names.
skill maxed out. Stay blowing them tracks out. Name me the exotic and strong as that's out. Ain't no playing no games, ain't much change. Fast as the bullet train, say no names. Skills maxed out, stay blowing them tracks out. Name Nick Dick, gotta get strong as that sound. See, homies can't grab my sound, cause I won't let them get that close. Cause I'm much smarter than most. Thoroughbred, never scared, mic tested, prepared. Non-believers keep doing what y'all doing, keep being scared. I don't blame you though, cause it gotta deal with the flow. Best friends like them chicks and they dildos. For real, yo, hip to this game like feds and cocaine. Run trains on the track like chicks back in them days. I'm refreshing like lemonade, you can't get enough like Lays. I'm addictive like streets and strays. Yeah, I was made for the mainstream, sitting home dreaming, thinking how it'd be. Now I really see it. Hella big stages, crowd feedback and pages. Rock from the days and energy's amazing. Made for it, would never trade for it. No realness, I keep roaring. Soon you can't ignore it. Ain't no playing, no game, ain't much change. Fast as a bullet train, say no names. Skills maxed out, stay growing them tracks out. Name me the exotic and strong as that's out. Ain't no playing, no game, ain't much change. Fast as a bullet train, say no names. Skills maxed out, stay growing them tracks out. Name me the exotic and strong as that's out.
Yo, this is Dinko D from LONS. Big shout out to DJ Sincere from Dirty Basement Radio. You know how we do it down here in the basement.
It's Milo in the dance. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Well, it's the Steve Boogie Brown. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all.
And it's me, Dinko D.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. And we're the leaders of a new. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all.
L-O-N-S official. Let's ride, y'all, and be free to live. Murder by numbers, something gotta give. Now police kill blacks and get off scot-free. I can't breathe, choke hold on the killing spree. They still hanging folks way down in Mississippi with ropes and chains. Fighting against the inner mind state, your case like Ferguson. They draw gas, looking shook and nervous, son. Things gotta change, looking at me strange. We at the gun range, ready, take aim. I respond, I'm sovereign. You lost, now it's my turn. Harass them, son. It's like whenever I burn, trees on the scent. Oh no, you smell smoke. But my lady driving the whip and we ain't broke. No laws, keep score, watch out for the homicide. Force my hand, my man, if we collide. Take heed to the thought, my youngin'. The next time you hear the sirens coming, the lights steady flashing. Hold your square as we fly right past you without a care.
Murder by numbers, 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 murder by numbers.
Next up, I believe that's me, the next black man to get his ass beat by one of these offenders of our community. Bad enough, I gotta dodge this gang activity, and practically all I want is PAE. Only protection I get is Congress by the three. My magnum's imaginary, but don't test me, or I'll go batting and bury your ass like Joe Pesci. I ride blocks inside cops, facing sideways. Out and drive up until they all in my face. By the time I look, evidence destroyed the weed smoke. No guns, no knives, no bags of dope. They let us go after searching and checking, filling and rubbing, smelling and looking, coming up with nothing. Not today, they won't be yelling bingo. Ain't you the brother of the drug dealer that they call Dingo? Do your homework, maybe find some answers for yourself. It's your job, informants, ain't nothing but to help. Butlers of the man, maids of no honor, lazy VPs, they stalk us like a number. One out of four, one out of three, one out of two. It don't take no college degree to know the math that you use is a tactical scheme. It was passed down the line before Martin had a dream. The dots you connect intersect with a red beam. I talk low, say it's loud, I start to wonder. The conversation ends here, yeah, murder by a number.
Murder by a number. Murder by a number. Murder by a number.
Murder by a number.
Murder by numbers.
Murder by numbers.
Murder
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio dipped back into the crates for that banger. Leaders of the New School, Dinko D, and what's the other brother's name? Damn, I can't think of his name right now. Man, Charlie and whatnot. Produced by my dude, L. Ron Amazing. Can't think of his name right now. Maybe my man H can help me out. H, help me out, man.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man? I was trying to think of the name. I was trying to think of the other brother's name from Leaders of the New School. I can't think of his name right now. But yeah, definitely big shout out to.
Was it Charlie something? Is it him? Dinko D? Dinko something? Maybe.
Yeah, I know. I know it's Dinko. I had interviewed Dinko a few years ago. Right, big shout out to him, but I was never able to get the other gentleman on the airways. All right, I see a 503 area code. Let me bring them on right quick. I think I know who this is. 503, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is KV. How y'all doing?
KV, man, you must be the robotic version today. What's going on, bro? Your line is sounding a little crazy. Yeah, I don't know. You must be having a bad connection or something, brother. We can hardly hear you. We can definitely hardly hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, much better now, bro. There we go.
Can you hear me? My fault, man. No, man, we just got this heat wave going on here out here, man, and it was getting ready to start up.
I heard. You know what I'm saying? You know, hot around that way right now. I know some areas is, you know, getting close to 115. So what's it looking like by you right now?
Man, we at 93 or something like that. But that's going to be like tomorrow and during the week. You know, man, it's starting to get cooking.
Yeah, make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. Make sure you stay hydrated out there, you know, in that heat. Wear that light, loose-fitting clothing. Try to stay as cool as possible. And, you know, if you don't got to go outside, stay inside with that fan, that AC on, and try to take it easy. But when it gets to be times like this, you know, you got to worry about, you know, power issues and things like that. You know, it gets too hot. There's an increased demand on the grid. Everybody want to run their AC. And next thing you know, you might have a, you know, blackout situation. So we definitely got to keep an eye on that, too.
So
what's your thoughts on Derek Taven getting 22.5 years? What's your thoughts on that?
At least he's going to jail. I mean, everybody should be getting life, but, you know, that's just, I guess, how it bounces, man, and you know, that's just an example of being protected by qualified immunity. What's going to probably end up happening with him, I think, is he going to probably, no, nah, they're not going to let him out. They're going to beat him up. They're going to do him bad, and they're going to start isolating him.
But well, I mean, I definitely, you know what I'm saying, I definitely think that he's going to have some problems, you know what I'm saying, definitely going to have some problems with, you know, a lot of those inmates. I think they're going to have some problems, but, being isolated, you know, 23 hours a day ain't going to be no picnic for him either, you know what I mean, but, you know, I kind of feel the way most people feel as far as, you know, 22 years is good, but it's not enough. You know what I'm saying? It's not enough. I mean, it's more than I thought they would do. I didn't even think they would touch 20. You know, but the fact that they did and went a couple of years, you know, past that was surprising to me. You know, we have a trial. You know, the other three officers who were at the scene are going to be tried, and they're going to be tried together as a group. So that's going to be, so that should be coming up in the next couple of months. So that's definitely something else that we should take a look at. I'm guessing that if he got 22 and a half years, then they're probably going to end up with around 10.
I don't know, man. This is a cold one for me because you're probably right. I wouldn't doubt it because of the behavioral patterns of the judicial system when it comes to sentencing police officers in this particular manner. You know, if you look back at a lot of the history, man, they don't get a lot of years. Chauvin is probably the first one that's gotten 20. Okay?
I think
that I know,
you know
of.
You're definitely right. I mean, you're definitely right.
I could be wrong, but that I know of, Chauvin there might be the first ones that got 20. Chauvin is the first one that got 20, and this is a delicate situation. This whole country will re-erupt if they don't handle this, you know, semi-fairly, so they think, so to speak. I'm only saying that, man, because I don't trust the powers that be in the judicial system because none of us have a lot to do with the policies that are written and the laws that have to be abided. So they're not written for us. And this is the first, so they got to set a precedent. So, you know, it's a delicate situation.
Okay, well, I mean, there has been a few within recent, maybe the last 10, 15 years, there's been a few cops that have been convicted, you know, in a few different circumstances. I couldn't tell you what their sentence was. You know, I can tell you what their sentence was. But
it wasn't 20. If it was 20, all of us would have been. It would have been put in the Vibe, Ebony, XXL, all of them magazines, bro, back in the day. It's never happened. This is the first time a police officer has gotten about 20 years. For real. As I look back in history, even the mugs that did that to O.J., they didn't get that. But O.J. didn't die, but Rodney King.
Right.
They
right.
gave
well,
him money.
Well, they didn't. They were acquitted. Well, they were acquitted. They didn't go to jail at all.
Man. And what happened after that? What happened to L.A. after that? L.A. ain't been the same since, bro. There's still burnt down buildings there. I live on the West Coast. I frequent there. It's even worse now.
No doubt.
I'm looking at it like this.
Okay, I got you. I'm a man, KV, yep. In the building.
We ain't going to build it back up. They did that in 62 in the Watts riots. They didn't start rebuilding that up until like almost the mid-80s. I mean, man, just look at history.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. I will definitely see how things go from here. I big shout out to my dude KV on the check-in from Portland, Oregon. I'm a West Coast fam on the check-in. Big shout out to my area codes in the building, my 347s, my 757s, my 503s, my 917s, my 646. All right, 917, I see you. I'm getting ready to come to you next. Expecting my guest to be in the building, I am Reg, trying to catch up with her. Let me see if I might be lucky right now. 917, you're live on the air. Talk to me. What's happening?
All right. Yeah, this is a Black Caesar. Just want to weigh in on that Derek Chauvin. Now, I just checked out some things because, like you're saying, I don't think he got enough time. Now, Minnesota doesn't have the death penalty, but the feds are getting ready to drop down on him. And thanks to Justice Barr, they're looking to put back the capital punishment on the federal side. So for the torturing that he did, that the whole world could see in front of children, women, this, that, the other, the federal part of the government should give him the death penalty. He tortured the man and tortured him to death. So that would send a message, you're in law enforcement, and that is unacceptable. Give him capital punishment, give him the death penalty. Let him sit for 20, 30 years on death row. Federal death, bro.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, like I said earlier in the show, I do anticipate him being out in as little as 15 years. So we'll definitely have to keep our eyes on that. Now, if you watch family, see, and this is the problem that I have, and I don't think I saw this from this family, so I'm kind of glad. I really, and you might say I'm a bad person for saying this, but I really don't like to see when a police officer kill a black person and immediately, or almost immediately, it seems to me, the family will come out and talk about that they forgive the officer and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, it always bothers me. Because when you see a white family of a police officer that was killed in the line of duty, when those offenders come up for parole, those families mobilize, they go to the hearings, they give impact statements, they say that they should never be let out of jail. They could have been in the jail for 35 years, 40 years, you know what I'm saying, 70 years old now. But, like, nope, they will get up there and they will definitely do and say what they feel they have to do and say. They're not forgiving shit. All right, even after that person has been in jail, I do wish that we would stop doing that. And that's something I only see from folks. So I really wish that we would stop doing that. Big shout out to my dude, Black Caesar, all right, coming through, showing some love.
But can I make one more thing? One more thing clear to you, because what you're doing is you forgot about one point. So you're thinking he could get 15 years. The federal hasn't gotten into the case yet. He got 22 years
true.
In Minnesota.
True.
He violated
true.
The man's civil rights right in front of
true.
Everyone. That's what I'm saying. The feds have yet to weigh in and make it a federal case for violating his civil rights, torturing the man in front of everybody, and committing murder. Now the feds have a chance to make things right.
Okay. All right. Definitely. All right. Definitely appreciate you bringing that point back up in focus. Definitely appreciate that. So yeah, you know, maybe he may end up with 40 years. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Big shout out to my dude Black Caesar coming through. All right, the guru. All right, the guy who keeps everything running behind the scenes, Mr. Technology himself. All right, looks like I have my guest in the building. No, we have I Am Reds in the building right now. We're going to get ready to get her connected. I'm looking forward to speaking with her. Yes, young lady, how are you?
Hey.
Red, are you with me?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
All right. Fantastic. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, definitely a pleasure to have you in the building. All right. Thank you for taking a minute to, you know, tap in with us and, you know, pop on through. So, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, introduce your, you know, self to the audience and such. I've been following you for a while on IG, so I see some of your exploits, you know what I'm saying? But why don't you, you know, introduce yourself?
So I just wanted to introduce myself as everybody's favorite Afro-Latina and Philly's number one Dominican princess. I go by the name of Red. You guys can go ahead and follow me on Instagram at RedKissMe. That is RedKissMe.
Okay. All right. So, you know, how long you been doing this, Red? How long you been, you know, an artist? You know, when did you get started? What was your, you know, introduction to, you know, music?
Well, I started doing music about going on 3 years ago. Before that, I used to do choreography, dance, you know, I was more into dancing, so I would battle, you know. I'm originally from New England, from New Hampshire,
okay.
And I had moved to Philadelphia in 2014. So before I moved to Philadelphia, eventually in 2018, found out that, you know, I can write music and, you know, it goes from there. But in the beginning, I was really just into dancing. I liked choreography. So in school, I would build like little dance teams and compete later on, moving into like, you know, nightclubs and doing little performances there, which later got us on the MTV show. I don't know. It was so long ago. It was an MTV show where, you know, people would call in and say they wanted to be better at something. So
okay.
Joshua Ortega at that time, he was one of the captains of the dance team, and he was one of the people a part of that. So, you know, I was, you know, I'm the second captain to the team, so I was a part of that. And, you know, so really I was really into dancing. I never knew I can sing. I used to sing along to everything, And I wasn't really much of a songwriter. I was more of a journalist. Like, I like to journalize everything, like my thoughts and everything. It was more of a coping thing. In 2018, I was just going through a lot of rough things in my life. So then as I was journalizing, I seen my daughter at the time. She was 3 today. She's 6. And she was singing in front of the TV. Yes, she was singing in front of the TV. And as she was singing in front of the TV, at that moment was where I was like, you know what? She grows up to be like me. There's going to be problems, you know? So I was like, you know, let me see what I can do. So as I was writing down my thoughts, I was listening to a beat at the same time, and it went from there. And then, you know how it goes as an artist beginning, you have to take the next steps on trying to find out how to record it, who to record with, who's the best recording studio. You go from basements to attics to rooftops, you know, you know, just to get to where you need to finally get some type of platform or foundation to move forward in your career. So I started off as a choreography and then later moved on into a songwriter, entertainer. So now I'm all of the above. And now I just became an independent label. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on that. Well, now that's a bit of an unusual journey. We don't see that happen too often. I mean, it's happened on an occasion, you know, where somebody who was into the dance side of things, you know, got behind a microphone and became, you know, like an artist also, and for a while did well. But it's definitely not a common thing. Now, you said that you just kind of, you know, discovered that you could write music. How did that discovery come about? Like, how did you realize that you actually write songs and be a performing artist? Because, you know, I understand as a dancer, you were already used to being in front of an audience, so you didn't have to worry about that part of it as far as any kind of stage fright or anything like that. But as far as making that transition to being an artist, from especially like a songwriter, because like a singer, I can maybe see that, but you know, songwriting is like something else entirely. So, how did that happen?
It's crazy that you even asked that question, because a lot of people never even ask me that question. So I love this question. The thing is that I did, you know, like you said, I didn't, I guess when you don't know, if you never try it, you get what I'm saying? Like, but I know, I remember and I recall moments when I was like 14 years old, writing down my thoughts and like, oh, I'm going to make a song out of it and try it. And it was like, yeah, that's definitely not working out, you know? But what happened was I am a middle child, but I'm like the oldest out of my youngest two, because we have the same father. So to my father, I'm the oldest child. So I have two other younger siblings, and where my second brother, he's only a year younger than me, and then my youngest one is 4 years younger than me, you know. So the second one, the middle one that would be from us three, he always liked music, you know. He always liked rapping, stuff like that. I actually took him out of his shell when he turned like 17 and added him to my dance team, like just to show him, like, listen, I believe in you, you know, stuff like that. But he was really more of into rapping, so he was always writing all the time. So the day that I wrote, when my daughter was in front of the TV, that day that I wrote, I just had a few words in my head. So I guess I would have considered that as the hook. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I just know that I wrote that. So I called my brother and I was like, hey, I think I just wrote a song. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, listen to it. So at that moment, I sang a little bit, you know, to him. Like, I didn't have, like, a specific sound, because I had to discover my sound. I had to discover a lot of things during my development process. So, but in the beginning, I didn't have a sound or nothing, but he heard it. And he was like, well, I'm just going to tell you, sis, like, writing songs is really hard. And I think that's the part that people don't realize. They feel me when they tell me that I can't do something, you know. So the way he said it was so, like, not uplifting how I expected it. So I remember lyrics. Like, you know, I don't know if you, when you were younger, but you print the lyrics out, you know, print lyrics out, and then you would read it, and it would say, like, chorus, verse.
Right,
stuff
right,
like
right.
That, bridge, you know? So I remember those things. So as I was writing, I would remember those type of layouts. So I would try to keep, like, that type of thing. And then one of my friends, you know, he's in jail. He hit me up. He used to do music, but he's, you know, he's doing a long time. And I sang it to him, and he helped me format it a little bit. So once I was able to format it, he's like, work on the second verse. And once you get the second verse and I see you're serious, I'm going to call some people in New York. So that's when he reached out to Run DMC's producer, Block. His name is Block. And Block was the one that did my first recording in New York. So, yeah.
It's okay. A process. All right. All right. Well, that's definitely real nice for, you know, a first recording, a first experience. You know, that's definitely a nice first experience. All right, Dirty Basement Radio,
yeah.
We're live on the air right now. All right, with independent artist Reds, chopping it up, getting a little bit familiar, getting to know her as an artist. All right, we want to jump into a little bit of your music, all right? I have a song here called Come Through. So why don't you introduce that song?
All right, well, you already know you're listening to Rez, everybody's favorite Afro-Latina and Philly's number one Dominican princess. And this is my song, Come Through, featuring Ron Murder on Dirty Basement.
I want you to come through. Want you to come through, want you to come through, want you to come through, I want you to come through, want you to come through, want you to come through, want you to come through.
Let me just take a second and explain to you
how I feel inside.
Every little nasty thing I wanna do to you
passes through my mind.
My body gets little tingles when I fantasize about you inside. And when I don't get a text, I wanna scream and yell.
But instead I hide.
This feeling I'm feeling is real.
This feeling no way to conceal.
This feeling that you can be real.
Baby, you know what to do.
Give me my heart, please don't steal.
I ain't gon' lie, maybe they can put my name on it.
Have a few big games put around it.
Have a few kids, big house, what you think on it?
First things first, take it slow, what you think about it?
I want you to come through.
Key to the city when I'm up in that kitty, then I diddy bop. Make you drift to the stock, yeah, that's really wop. Make your fantasies come true, whether it's daytime or nighttime. You on my line, like.
Basic Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Yeah, we vibing with that one. Real sexy, real sexy. Yeah, we got the artist herself, Reds, in the building. That was her alongside of Ron Murder. That joint was called Come Through. Yeah, real nice work, real nice work. Like that.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Now, this is the part of the show where I would normally bring in my co-host, Mr. Roar. But I don't know where Mr. Roar is. He's running around someplace in the back. You know what I'm saying? We got to see if we can get him to the microphone right quick. All right, Mr. Roar. Are you ready? All right, we're going to bring Mr. Roar on right now. I think he's mic'd up.
Yeah.
Right, I know he wants.
Yeah,
I know he wants to get in on this conversation. Mr. Roar.
I've been ready, bro. You just didn't see me.
I won't never mind that. Here you are.
You? What's going on? Pretty girl, Reg. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Roar. How are you?
I'm doing well. Especially after looking at your page, man, you're pretty nice on the eye, I might have to add. Not flirting, but that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? And I did appreciate your song just now. Excuse me if I sound kind of crazy. I just got some extractions done, and I'm still trying to motor through so I can – I don't want to miss this interview.
No, I understand completely. That song does something to people, you know. Just, I think it's the way that I just tell people to come through something.
Now, hearing your switch mode on this type of song, I wouldn't be able to say what I'm going to know you notorious as. What would you say your preference is? Is it like, you know what, I got the melodies, I sing, or I'll spit them bars, or I just go with the flow and I do a little bit of each, or which one is more your forte?
I call it flowing. I flow to the rhythm of the beat. So if it requires me to write in a singing, you know, to sing, then I write singing. If I have to add a little, you know, lyrics to it or some bars or something, then I'll incorporate that as well. I don't want to call myself a specific rapper or specifically a singer, because when I think of singers, I think of like Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Keisha Cole, you know, and when I think of rappers, I think of, you know, Nicki Minaj or, you know, so, you know, people that work with bars. I just write what I feel. So I would go more like a floristress or whatever, you know, something like that.
Well, I can comprehend.
Sing rapping, you know, like Drake.
Okay, I get it. So it's kind of whatever floats your boat, according to whatever the track is. So
yeah, exactly.
That will, that,
because I'm also
that
a
will,
bilingual artist as well. So if the beat has some type of Caribbean or Latin feel to it, then I will either to it in a Latin way, you know what I'm saying, or a Caribbean way, you know. So it's whatever the beat tells me to feel, I'll feel it.
Okay, so what Caribbean descent are you?
My family were from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, DR. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why you got that beautiful mixture of African American Latino look in your eyes.
Yes.
So, have you done some fully bilingual songs out there? So, you know, when it comes to your go ahead.
The last time I was on Dirty Basement, it was with my first single, La Negra, and that was that's actually a bilingual track. So yes, I do a lot of Latin music. Just right now, I don't have any out, but I have a lot of music coming soon that's gonna show my versatility.
All right, two more questions. My traditional question for most artists, give me your top five influences that are alive.
That are alive, okay. I want to say Cardi B is one of my influences as a businesswoman. Due to her ethics, I was able to open my eyes and see how I can go about it. So the reason why I'm on the rising is because of a lot of her strategies, including, you're saying female rappers only?
Your preference.
Okay.
Red telling me how you feel.
And then growing up, I always loved Eve, Remy Martin, Little Kim. I loved Little Kim, even though I wasn't allowed to listen to her music. I still loved her. And the fifth one, I think I said four so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then my fifth female rapper. That's really hard because I love Trina a lot. So I'm just going to stick with Trina.
Nothing wrong with
so
that.
So female rappers, yeah, I look up to them. And like I said, everyone I look up to is more of a business image aspect. And also their story speaks a lot, you know, especially where they're coming from and the, you know, where they, you know, the lifestyle that they had to live in the process of developing and everything like that. I can relate a lot to them in that aspect as well. So,
okay, that's definitely cool. And then also, you know, everybody on your way up in your mind when you were coming, either on the come up or during the fact that you're here, or when you first started, you say, man, if I ever get on, I would love to do a song with Bah. That'll be my ultimate song if I get to do a song with, who's that person?
Cardi. I want to do a song with Cardi.
That's your dream.
Yeah, like La Negra, I specifically did it thinking, and that was my first single. I did that song literally thinking of Cardi B on it, you know, because she has the her song, I think it's called I Like It, with with Bad Bunny and J Balvin. So
yeah,
I did La Negra as like, not it's not a cover because it's my lyrics, but I utilize their same concept, I Like It Like That, and incorporate it into my music, so that into that song, thinking of if Cardi B was ever to hear it and she would jump on it, that was the one, you know, that was who I pictured with Cardi B on it.
Okay. That'll be like your bucket list right there. That, like, you know what, after this, I don't care because I got to do the collab that I wanted to do.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
That's good ways of having your aspirations so that you can reach for that goal. And then, you know, you never know what can happen. So continue success to you and keep pushing. Don't be a stranger at Dirty Basin. I'm going to pass you back to DJ Sincere now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you, Mr. Roy. Appreciate that. All right, having a fantastic conversation right here on Dirty Basement Radio with our guest, Reg, right now. I've been getting into a few things, a bit of insight into her as an artist. Telephone lines open, 563-999-3050, if you want to holler at her while she's in the building with us. Now, I got another one of my folks. He's been in the building for a minute. All right, let me see if I get him reconnected. I'm quite sure he wants to say hello.
Okay.
H, are you still with me? Harry, where you at? I look like might have lost H for a minute. He might have got a little bit distracted. You know what I'm saying? We'll see if we can get him back on a little bit. Yeah, a little bit later on. But, you know, we got some more of your music here now. You're going to have to explain. Now, this next song that we're going to get into now, we just finished playing a real nice song. All right? You know, I'm just digging that song called Come Through. All right? Now,
yes.
I think the reason why that song is so appealing, or at least the reason why it's appealing to me, is because, you know, of the way that you talk on the song. It's a you know what I'm saying? It's a very, how can I say, it's a very male-friendly song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking real nice to the guy. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right, baby, come through. Okay, yeah, I like that. Okay, yeah, I like that. Okay. Right, yeah, very seductive. Yeah, exactly, Mr. Roy. Very much so. All right, very much so. Like, yeah, okay, I'm digging this. Okay. All right, but now this next song we're getting ready to get into is called Leave Me Alone. Leave Me Alone. Now, what did dude do to get from, because that's like a long way from Come Through. Leave Me Alone is a long way from Come Through. All right.
Yes, it is.
So dude must have really messed up really bad for you to be like, nah, son, you don't get to come through no more. Just leave me alone. All right. So you're going to have to explain that one to us.
Well, let's say, for example, I'm going to go with that storyline. After he came through, we obviously were dating and everything like that. And then after, when he didn't feel like he was man enough anymore or intimidated by my success and career, he decided to go ahead and start talking about me to other potential men that he felt were candidates on, you know, up and running candidates, you know. So he went to talk about me to them. Like, he didn't really say too many bad things, but the way, just the principle behind it. And then he didn't
know that,
you know.
Yep.
Yeah, he wasn't smart. So that's why in a part of the song, when you guys hear it, I said, you know, and all your and your friends, they want to date me, is because it's like you go to them to talk about me, but now you gave them, they didn't have any reason to speak to me before, but now you gave them a reason to reach out to me and let me know that you had said these things, and now they're saying it to secure that I am no longer going in that direction, so now they can be with me themselves. And then he's in my DM, like he's calling me, he's texting me, he's calling me baby, telling me he loves me still, and all that, not knowing that I already have the information that he's been talking behind my back. So I, one day I was sitting at work, and I was listening to Beats, and that beat came on, and all I can hear is, go on, boy, why you always call me on my phone, boy? And it just went from there.
This is actual.
Okay.
He rolled it
down. Okay, nice, nice. Little live on the air acapella. Like that. Real nice,
yeah.
Real nice. All right, live from the artist herself. Yeah, man, we're having a real good time with a Red Zone Air right now. But now, I don't want to get in no trouble, so I'm not gonna give too much commentary on that scenario. I will say, yeah, you know what I'm saying, dude was a doofus. I'll say that. But, you know, y'all ladies are something else. Y'all ladies are something else, and that's all I'm going to say. But we're going to get into this song right now, the song that we're talking about. This is the artist herself. This is Red. She's in the building right now with us. Dirty Basement Radio, yeah, straight like that. This is her alongside an artist by the name of Kazi, and this is Leave Me Alone.
Para español, oprimen dos. He just don't get it. Go on, boy. Why you always call me on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Go on, boy.
Why don't you go call up Stacy? You've been posting her up lately. Dragging my name to your friends, that's shady. They tell me they wanna date me.
Yeah.
You in my box, that's crazy. And you still calling me baby. Shit is sick, you washed and basic. I'm so good, rather go fuck Jason.
Yeah.
Keep it pushing, I'm not chasing. Baby boy, time's up, stop waiting. Ping. Telling people you don't want me back. You know that that's not fact.
Not fact.
Wanna talk to my friends, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
That's not my business, boo. You lost his bedtime too. Thinking I'ma get back with you. You so dumb, you the fool. Go on, boy.
Leave me alone.
Why you always call me on my phone, boy?
Leave me alone.
Why you always
leave me alone.
On my phone, boy?
Leave me alone.
Why you
leave me alone.
Always on my phone, boy? Go on,
boy.
Go on.
Hey, yo.
Phone,
it's Kazi. I was just trying to let you know some shit. ADB. I felt like being a little petty, but look.
Okay. I need space, but still sometimes I may need help. But each day, I find more enjoyment by myself.
Yeah, yeah, you know how that shit go. I'm a man, you a woman, we ride in the same boat. They say you can't live with them, but you can't live without them. It's a cycle of life and nobody can solve the problem.
Yeah.
Stood on my tooth from the jump. You was all smiles when I pulled up for lunch.
Right.
Jewelry, purses, red bottoms, and pumps. I fell on hard times, I know shit got rough.
Come on.
Bet on you riding, that shit was a bluff. Been knew about David before we broke up.
Yeah.
Did some just social setup, y'all link up. Jason, his cousin, he just went to fuck.
Go
got
on, boy. Why you always call me on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Go on, boy.
Go on, boy.
Go on, boy. Why you always call me on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Go on,
go on, boy.
No, 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 no. It's been 2, 3, 4 months. I don't want you back, no. It's been 2, 3, 4 months. I don't want you back. No. Bye bye. Yeah.
Yeah, another heat rock coming from our guest, Reds in the building. That one featured Kazi, and that was Leave Me Alone. Now, I do got to tell you, though, I appreciate that you did the come through songs. Because when I have female artists, right, no, I do. I appreciate that song. I really do. You know what I'm saying? From a male perspective, I appreciate that song because, you know what I'm saying, dudes is always making songs about how much they love a chicken. They'll go around the world and paddle a boat and do all that other type of shit. But you don't get chicks that's really making songs about how they love a man or how they digging the dude. They only make the song when they mad at the dude, like the Leave Me Alone song, like, you know what I'm saying? All right, mm-hmm. You had your chance, you messed it up. Now get out my DMs. You know what I'm saying? That those type of songs y'all make all the time. So I appreciate that come through song. But now it looks like I got my dude Harry O. Let's see if I can get him back connected. Harry O, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, bro? How's everything? Back in the swing of things.
All right, well, we have the beautiful artist, beautiful, the Dominican princess, Philly's own, is in the building with us right now. I had figured you wanted to say hello.
Okay, well, like I said, I've heard a couple of tunes. It sounds pretty good, I didn't catch her name.
My name is Red.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck, Red, in your endeavors in your music career and everything. But, you know, it's a good start that you're on Dirty Racing Radio, so that's pretty good promotion. So you're out of Philly, right? There we go.
Yes, I am. I'm actually living in Atlanta at the moment, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Out of Philly, living in ATL.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this? How long have you been pursuing this career?
Going on 3 years now.
Okay. Well, now that COVID is hopefully going, you know, you should be getting some shows now. Should be out there performing soon, getting out in these venues and everything.
Amen.
You know, summertime's here. The weather's nice. Everything's opening up a little bit better. So you should be out and about.
Giving us the opportunity right now. giving all of us the opportunity to expand ourselves today. But thank God for social media, you know?
There we go. You'll be looking for that video. Yeah. That video soon.
Yes, I will have the video coming soon. So.
All righty. Okay.
All righty. Definitely appreciate you.
And make sure you guys follow me again on Instagram at RedKissMe. All the support, the love, if you save, share, anything is greatly appreciated.
All right, no doubt. Now, we got one more song to get into, but before that now, Now, my brother H had mentioned performances, but I know that since things have opened up, you know what I'm saying, I have seen you doing, you know, quite a bit, you know what I'm saying, quite a bit of performances. So what can we expect, you know, from you in, like, the near future?
Okay, so in the near future, I will be continuing to do shows, you know, all over, you know, the East Coast, the West Coast. I'm working, you know, right now I'm in the South. And I just became an independent label. So right now we're working on getting everything established, paperworks and everything, so I can start reaching out to artists and giving artists not only opportunities as artists, but also opportunities to grow themselves as a business. And if it's not in music, also in any other endeavors, whether it's construction, giving them those resources in order for them to, you know, get on to what's happening today. It's really important for me in everything that I do to continue to educate as much as I can as I educate myself, to let people know how important it is within the next 10 to 20 years to have the in business, to have something that is going to be lucrative for the family and generations. You know, money is going to be, you know, it's going to be currency, everything like that. So there's a lot of things that the, you know, our people in the community, in the Black community, Latin community, and all communities right now that are lacking is the education of what is happening right now behind the scenes when it comes to owning properties, owning your own businesses, and, you know, anything that has to monetizing everything. So my label, that's what it's focusing. It's not just only on the music aspect, but development in all life aspects for the artist. So that's what you guys will be seeing of me, more community and more involved into, you know, giving my artists and others opportunities, job opportunities. So it's expanding into, you know, more of a life-changing thing.
Well, that definitely sounds, that sounds excellent, and I definitely wish you, you know, saying the best of that particular, you know, endeavor, you know, your, you know, entrepreneurial drive as far as putting that whole situation together. Now, as far as the label goes, what's the name of your label?
Almanzar Entertainment.
Okay. All right. And I know, you know, there's a lot of independent artists out there, you know, that definitely are looking for, you know, situations and opportunities and such. But, you know, as a, you know, as a label, but as an artist yourself, what kind of artist are you looking for? Like, what's some of the, you know, criteria, you know, that a, you know, that an artist should be bringing to the table in order to be involved with your record label?
Right now, you know, everything is 90% business, 10% talent. So talent is spread out, like, all over the place. You know, what I'm really specifically looking for is artists with goals. You know, I need artists who are not only hungry, but also are willing to not only invest in themselves, but expand not only in the music, but outside of the music. Because what we need is more people who are involved in building, you know, bigger companies for other people to get jobs. We want people to build companies that are able to provide job opportunities for others, you know, as well. So it's not just about building ourselves, but building ourselves so we can give back or be of service to others, you know. So that's what I want. I want my artist, like, I have an artist right now, once we have everything ready, he's been all the way in the Dominican Republic, and he just got on TV, Latin Club TV. He was just on there on Sunday and all that, and I'm managing him from here in the United States. He's all the way in the Dominican Republic. I'm managing him right now, and what we're working on right now as we're getting him a work visa so he can be able to come into the United States and work on his career. You get what I'm saying? So this is not just something for, you know, the United States. It's also something that is expanding internationally. So it's giving
–
it's going to make a lot of – Amen.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, well, I got a 267 area code. I got a 267 area code in the building. If you want to join the conversation, if you want to talk to our guest, Reds, please press that number one button, and I'll bring you live on the air. Now, like I said a couple of minutes ago, we got one more song that we definitely want to get into. You got a song called What You Know About that we're going to get ready to get into. All right, that 267 looks like they want to join us, so let me bring them on right now before we do that. 267, you're live on the air with our guest, Red. Talk to me.
What's going on, y'all? I mean, I'm live from Philly.
All right, well, definitely welcome to the Dirty Basement Show.
All right, yeah, I'm just tuned in to listen to the music.
Thank you, Ron.
What's going on, Red?
We're on Dirty Basement Radio. They just got done playing Come Through and Kamikaze. I don't know if you're with Kamikaze at the present moment, but they just got done playing Leave Me Alone. And now they're about to play and finalize it and end it with Mine and Butterfly May's song, What to Know About It.
That's what's up, man. I see you out here working hard. That's what's
Thank
up.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm telling you,
brother, I know that. We appreciate you coming through. So, you know, why don't you give us a couple of words about who you are as an artist?
My name is Ron Murder. I'm from Philly, North Philly. I'm just the average cat from the hood that's trying to make it out, not trying to be a statistic, trying to change the conditions of my environment. So, you know what I'm saying? I use my music as a way out. I also have a juice company called Philly Fruit.
Okay.
I just had my third year in business. So I'm just out here trying to make moves, make a change in my community.
Yeah. That's what's up. All right, well, you definitely got a solid joint with that Come Through, all right, alongside of Red. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely vibing off that joint. So definitely salute to you on that. Good work.
I appreciate that.
All right, no doubt, fam. All right, so you know what I'm saying? Get the info from Reds, man, and shoot up some more of your music. All right, don't be a stranger on Dirty Basement Radio. Make sure you come back through and show us some love. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for playing Reds music. Thanks for supporting all the good music and the artists out here, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. All right. Ron Murder, artist Ron Murder coming through, showing love to Reds and Dirty Basement Radio. All right, I got a 951 area code. Press that number one button if you want to come on the air. All right, let's get ready to get into that song right now. This is Reds featuring Butterfly. This is What You Know About. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. 808 cuts down.
DJ Flair, make the money flare.
What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time's ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green.
What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time's ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green.
But it never really failed to success, bro. Rada told me slow it down a bit so you can flex more.
Power written deep up in your words like your sex, though. Fuck up everything that you touch like you next, though. Never stop your hustle cause your lyrics be your best, though. Let these bitches know that they ain't music cause they head swole. Rapping about a deal and I ain't signing to my net code. I could make a mill if these niggas wasn't presto, presto.
Time is an illusion, so why are you wasting your time?
What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green. What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green.
Real facts, true story, fuck your internet. Back face, hit delete, watch me in a set. I ain't never been a fraud, fuck the club talk. Oh, we big and fluffy, perfect, that's my thug, that's my thug. Body banging like a tonka, I could drive stick. Run an hour all day, fuck a third shift. I was cool, perp leaning, that's another topic. No discussion, why you fuss the fuck the other logic.
Time is an illusion, so I'm not wasting your time.
What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody
walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green. What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't always what they seem. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green.
Yeah, yeah, another hot song from our guest, Rez, featuring Butterfly, What You Know About. I definitely vibing off of that one also. A lot of good work, a lot of good work right here. Real positive song on that. Oh, wait a minute. Woo. No, not that. Sorry about that, y'all. Yeah, Rez, another hot song on deck right here. We got a lot of stuff that, you know, we're going to be spinning here on Dirty Basement Radio. We definitely appreciate you coming through. Had a real good time, real good conversation.
Thank you so much for having me on Dirty Basement Radio so much. I appreciate it so much.
All right. Any last words that you have for us? You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I'm definitely tell you the same thing. Definitely don't want you to be a stranger, please. Matter of fact, we might have to make you a regular. You know what I'm saying? I like how you talk. I like how you talk. We might have to make you a regular. All right, but definitely don't be a stranger. Feel free to come through anytime.
The last thing I want to end the night with is just a message to the artists, especially since you just ended with that, what you know about. Message to the female artists. I just want you to know that it's already yours. All you have to do is just continue to work. You don't have to sell yourself short or degrade yourself in order for you to get something that is already promised to you. So just work. It's going to take a little bit longer, and you're just going to have to work a little bit harder, but you will get everything you desire and that you deserve. And for all artists, no matter the sex, I just want to say keep going no matter what anybody tells you, you know, just keep going and just be better. You know, as long as it makes you feel better and it makes you a better person, then continue to do what you have to do to become that person that you want to be. It's all about being yourself. Stay true to yourself. Be as authentic as possible. Ever let anyone tell you you can't.
Like that, real
love
proper
it.
And positive words. I definitely co-sign every last bit of that. Well, once again, Rez, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming through, rocking out with us.
Thank you.
All right, and as we let you go, we're gonna spin that one back. All right, big shout out to Rez for coming
Thank
through
you.
And hanging out with us in Dirty Basement. You're welcome. You're very welcome. All right, once again, all right, this is What You Know About Her featuring Black Butterfly. Be right back. Thank you so much.
DJ Flair, make the money flip.
What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green.
What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always.
But it never really failed, the success broke. Rada told me slow it down a bit so you can flex more. Power written deep up in your words like your sex though. Fuck up everything that you touch like you next though. Never stop your hustle cause your lyrics be your best flow. Let these bitches know that they ain't use it cause they head swole. Rapping about a deal and I ain't signing to my net code. I can make a mill if these niggas wasn't presto, presto.
Time is an illusion, so why are you wasting your time?
What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green. What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green. Real facts, true story, fucking internet. Delete, watch me in a set. I ain't never been a fraud, fuck the club talk. Oh, we big and fluff the crippin', that's my thug, that's my thug. Body banging like a tonka, I could drive stick. Drive stick. Run an hour all day, fuck a third shift. I was too perp leaning, that's another topic. No discussion why you fuss the fuck the other logic.
Time is an illusion, so I'm not wasting no time.
What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't always what they saying. Walking in my shoes, the grass ain't always green. What you know about living your dreams? What you thought would glisten don't gleam. Time is ticking, and everybody ain't
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone, Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hoods.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. Your boy, Akon. You know it's that official conference squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple and the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the Icon. I'm chillin' with my partner, super producer Solar, representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only reppin' real hip-hop with DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check the speaker.
Boys, nothing lava. Get the bag, then I wiggle like Wilder. Oh, the little things stop, big things. My little chain costs more than your big chain. Fuck with me, get it bag. 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 Bitch, don't block your blessings. Bitch, don't block your blessings. Diamonds disco flashing, drip toe tagging, mint coat dragging, block boy trapping, hot boy in action, don't need caption. Rocks dame dashing, neck break dancing, blue Miss Hooker, snipe game super, shell bust open, call back to Uber. I'm a dog, I'm a beast, gotta own, never lease niggas out, leave the freaks, my condolence to the street, kill them tents, I'm a strip. Can't last niggas frying, throwing bricks on her ass, yeah. Ones and hundreds talking. Drip game, pop it in a wrist game. Rockin', trap money, stop all the drug dealers robbing. My name ring bells, cause they zoo. Is them uptown boys copy cool? Uptown boys, nothing lava. Get the bag, then I wiggle like Wilder. Oh, the little things stop, big things. My little chain costs more than your big chain. Fuck with me, get it bag. Fuck with me, get it bag. Fuck with me, get it bag. Fuck with me, get it bad. Bitch, don't block your blessings. Bitch, don't block your blessings. Montana on the rise. You don't want no problem with these guys. Guilt this pocket. Drip ziplock. Coop flip flop. Chain TikTok. Young players boss. Wins with the loss. New drip sauce. Neck wrist false. Snipe don't post. Mike ghost. She don't bust it open. Flop that coach. I'm the dog off the leash. Straight bombs. I release South Bronx. Here the beast. Young Don of the East. Still 10 toes down. Montana big stepper. And you know it's going down when I drop like McGregor. Got it on lock. Old school to the new school. My old school costs more than your new school. Uptown boys, nothing lava. Get the bag, then I wiggle like Wilder. Oh, the little things stop, big things. My little chain costs more than your big chain. Fuck with me, get it bag. 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 Bitch, don't block your blessings. Bitch, don't block your blessings. Montana on the rise. You don't want no problem with these guys. Ah! Montana!
Yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl, Sharia Miss Sex Appeal, chillin' with DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio in New York City.
Yeah, that's right, the original. Do yourself a favor. Accept no imitations. All right, I got people running around thinking they can do what I do, but they can't do what I do the way I do. They try, but it's not so easy. All right, I make it look a whole lot easier than it really is. Big shout out to our guest. She made it real easy. Fantastic interview. All right, big shout out to Reds for coming through. All right, hanging out with us, dropping off all that great, great music. Now, Mr. Raw. All right, this is the part of the show where we would, get into the go or no. All right, you know what I'm saying? I think we still might do that, but we got a couple more things that we got to talk about. I think they got some battle rap that's going to be going on tonight, Mr. Roy. Have you been keeping up with your battle rap?
The last event I did get to see
two or three battles, but I didn't finish the night off with it. I got to see the T-Rex, and I got to see when your man Danny Myers choked up. But even though
that was ugly.
But even though he choked, the Indian dude was giving it to him though. He was
killed that battle. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could have been a classic. Yeah. You never know. Could have been a classic, yeah. But yeah, you know what I'm saying, that one. But now with the T-Rex and Easy the Black Captain, what did you think about that battle?
You know, I'm gonna say this from being an MC. You know, health can be a contribution to you not being your full self. The smaller T-Rex had better breath control. He's struggling. He's breathing. He's looking crazy out there. So, you know, it's funny because I watched Cassidy just shed a lot of pounds because Cassidy had gotten pretty thick himself when he was battling this.
Yeah.
And Cassidy shed about a good 40 pounds and got back to his slim self. And it and Mook lost weight again. And you know, a lot of these people are losing weight. I think that T-Rex has to go back to his essence. Still got
okay. But what did you think about the battle, though? What did you think about the battle itself?
T-Rex could have did better. He hung in there, but the Block Captain is the new era, and he gave him newer style. So T-Rex kind of looked crazy, especially because of the weight gain. They want to say T-Rex won, but I'm watching it from a different angle these days, and T-Rex didn't finesse it. He didn't do it like a Mook did a K-Rock. It's a difference.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Easy
okay.
Hang.
All right.
Easy Block did his thing. And you were looking for Charlie Brown, Dinko D, and Milo from L.O.N.
There we go. Charlie Brown. That's the one I was looking for, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown,
no
Dinko
doubt.
D. And is H still on the line?
Yeah, he's still in the building, you know, hanging out in the lounge. Let me see if I get him back connected. Harry O, you in the building
hey,
with us?
Hold on.
HH,
what's good, baby?
Yeah, hey, what's going on? Can you hear me? You hear me out there?
Yes, sir. Yep. What's going on, H?
Everything good. Just so, like I said, I don't know if you got that link, since I sent you that link to that new Chill With Us from my man from out there in Pasadena, California. Got the new album dropped.
I need you to send me that, too. I need to hear that. I like hearing diverse from everywhere. And tell Elron to holler at me also, man. I need to see that. All right.
Most definitely. But you got to get that Chill With Us. I sent it to Sincere. He can send it from you.
I got it. I'm going to check it out. Yeah, I got it. I'm going to check it out as soon as I get off the air with y'all.
You got it. Yeah. And it should be a video on there, too. A video on there, too. Send us on.
All right, that's what it is.
A quick question.
Yeah.
I was thinking about...
I have a new one up on deck for next week. Check them out. I'm sorry, Mr. Roy.
I was thinking, are we about to be out of here, or are you extending it?
No, we're gonna go a little bit longer. I got some songs I want to play for this going note that we're gonna touch on real quick before we get on out of here.
Okay, cool. I wanted to throw this out there because it dawned on me, and I want to see if you remember this name. This dude named Piper. You remember him?
Oh yeah, no doubt. I remember Piper. Yeah, absolutely.
What happened?
I haven't seen him in a while. He used to have a barbershop across the bridge, you know what I'm saying, right over there across the bridge in Elmo. But I haven't seen him around in a while. You know what I'm saying? He used to have bars too back in the day.
Yes, sir. He had bars back in the days. I remember encountering him at L. Ron's lounge a few times, and I just said, "Let me ask you if you remember him," and I was inquiring. That's a good one. But also, I'm pretty sure you noticed that I put a post out there that I'm going to be trying to start this series, and I reached out to about at least 15, 16 MCs, and I got got thumbs up coming in from everybody from Flawless to, you know, Two-Face to Die Lansky to to the Sneak Rothstein, to Boss Hogg. So I'm reaching out to Mad affiliates, and I'm going to do a few series because I'm not going to try to put like what Kay Slade did it. I actually watched it yesterday.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen it. It's 110 Rolling Deep. It was a 40-minute video, and I actually
watched it. It was
40 minutes?
I
wanted to tell you. I was going to tag you in it, and I watched it. And he brought back some legendary MCs, some dudes I never heard of, but he brought back some dudes that we ain't seen and heard from in a minute. And I'm talking about Melly Mel and Grandmaster Caz and Nice and Smooth. And you know, he brought back a lot of legends. And, you know, I liked it, but it was just too much. It was too long. It was too much of an overkill. Although a real hip hop like myself will watch it.
40 minutes. So, 40 minutes. That's like good. That's like a, you know what I'm saying, 40 minutes. That's like a movie.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm calling this. I'm calling this situation, this venture called Straight Bar. STR with the letter 8, Straight Fury, and it's only going to be 8 bars, 8 MCs, in different volumes. Volume 1, 2, 3, and on up. I'm not going to flood it. It's going to be 8 bars from 8 MCs. And the thing is, I'm going to choose the beats, and the first 8 to respond is the 8 that's going to be on that track. And if you respond late, we're going to push you to the next situation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then we're going to be airing these things on, you know, of course, on our network and letting them hear fire. You know what I'm saying? So if you know any more, I hit Shawnee Shine agreeing also. He said he in. Mikey D said he in. So, you know,
nice.
I got a lot of head.
Nice.
I'm trying to hear from Killzone. I ain't heard nothing. Unlisted said he in.
Okay.
So I'm reaching. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Well, we got you know what I'm saying? We got KV back on the line. I'm quite sure that he might want to jump on that.
He did. He agreed. KV.
Okay. Okay. All right, KV, you back with us?
KV, he agreed also.
Nah, I feel like KV might be in trouble right now, so we're going to leave KV alone. He might be in trouble right now.
I'm shooting out for V-Cal and Justified. I'm about to hit them up. You know, and I'm trying to hit a diverse amount. Definitely got One Take P, you know what I'm saying, the little young dude that smashed the last going though. He's on board. So it's gonna be interesting, you know, I'm definitely excited about it. I'm working on the first track, and then I'm gonna accept tracks from other people too. That's why I wanna hit up L. Ron, you know, because he's one of my mentors and definitely a dude that can pull out a nice hard track for us to get on. You know what I'm saying? Other producers, Dialesque is gonna do something. So I'm reaching, you know what I'm saying? I wanna start this off for the Dirty Basement so we can have our own little entity when they be like, yo, Straight Bars, Straight Fury, 8 Bars of Pain. Everybody get in and spit their thing, do their thing. Disciple the Lieutenant, he on. They you know, I wanna see how this turns out. Got a couple of women out there that you don't never heard from. And one element of surprise I ain't gonna say nothing about until it's done. So that's gonna just be later on. You'll see that. This is gonna be for you though. That's for you.
Okay. All right. No doubt. All right. Dirty Basement Radio. All right. Some of y'all might have noticed that, you know, we're still in the building. We're not wrapping up the show. All right. We have had an occasion to decide to, you know, extend our show to give us a little bit more elbow room, to give us a little bit more flexibility, because, man, those 2 hours were flying by, and it got to the point where we really weren't comfortable within that 2 hour time limit, anymore. So, you know, a lot of times you will find that, you know, we'll be going further, you know, past the 2 hour time limit. To be able to, you know, engage you properly and to be able to bring you everything that we want to, you know, put on the table on the Dirty Basement Show for a given program. Now, I got some joints I want to blaze, Mr. Raw. You know what I'm saying? You know, some new joints that we've been rocking here on Dirty Basement Radio recently. You know what I'm saying? Now, we had the pleasure of speaking with one of the gentlemen from the legendary group Intro some months back. All right, big shout out to Buddy White. We definitely appreciated that fantastic interview. Well, they've cooked up some new music, all right? And, he shot it over to me about a week or so ago. And we premiered it, I think it was just last week. Yeah, we premiered it just last week on Dirty Basement Radio. So let's jump back into that right now. Brand new music coming from the legendary group Intro. You heard it first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. You know how we get it in. That's why you always got to tune in. Remember where you heard it first. This is Higher.
Your love keeps lifting me higher. Higher than I've ever been before. Your love keeps lifting me higher.
Dirty Basement Radio, more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Remember when you heard that one first. Right here on Dirty Basement Radio, that was from the legendary group Intro, brand new heat, hot off the presses. That was called Higher. We're going to keep it going right now. Dirty Basement Radio, not just hip-hop, more new music from another one of your favorite artists you haven't heard from in a minute. Brand new music coming from T-Pain. right now. Premiered this one last week, too. Remember where you heard it? We're getting it in. This is called I Like That. Yeah, you're going to like this, too. Let's go.
Boop, boop.
DJ Mantis.
She always ride with the top down, even when it's cold outside. Ooh, she got the keys to the boutique. She don't do 9 to 5. 100,000 viewers on her IG live. Make a toast to it. You ain't never heard of that. And then Birkin bag, stupid. You ain't never heard her brag or say that she going through it. I just wanna tap it, boop, boop it one time. On the weekend, you ain't able. Ooh, she gon' be like, I got it. Pull $1,000 out of side pocket. Ooh, that little bit of drink you tried to buy, stop it. Bottles on me, the cork look like a skyrocket. Poppin',
ooh,
she don't want a drink, she want the rent paid.
Ooh,
she don't pay for nothing, she just get paid.
I got in my name, all that. And I ain't throwing 20s or 10s. I'm out here paying rent,
all that.
And I could get the dumb, but I'ma get the ace. Just to run it up and see everybody's face. When they bring the checks, all I can sign my name. I might have to face all that.
Now tell the valet, bring my phone to the front, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting in solo, I got it solo.
Let the cameras hit my diamond cush, yeah, yeah.
I got them rocks solo, I got it solo.
It's real boss out, fly, yeah.
I ain't the passenger, I'm the pilot. You could hop in, but you ain't driving. All I need is somebody to ride with, cause I'm a go-getter. Say I'm a go. Type of girl, they got you, cause I want you, not cause I need you. No, I don't need ya.
Boop, boop. She don't want a drink, she want the rent paid. She don't pay for nothing, she just get paid.
I like that.
She don't even need me to drive. Pull up in the Rari with the roof up. I'm just buying drinks, you're doing too much.
I like that.
She don't even need me to buy her nothing. She got money in the
bank.
What you think?
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. Brand new music from your boy T-Pain alongside of Kalani. That joint right there was called I Like That. So, Mr. Roy, what do you think about the latest offerings from Intro and T-Pain?
So T-Pain is a hit maker. You know, a lot of people, there's certain people you just can't deny, and sometimes they warranted their fee because when they put out a song, it's going to be, although he saturates the industry with the auto-tune, but he made it his own. He's a hit maker, and that just sounds like another one of his hits. Intro, I was shocked to hear that the return was back.
I like the whole essence of the song. I think it just could have been mixed better, but I like it. I was like, yo, intro, boy, I mean, we need guy groups. We need groups to come back, you know, the essence
right,
of
right.
Four men groups, four women groups, teams, you know, individual great singers, like everybody in Vogue could sing. Everybody, you know, not just there's always a lead singer and the other two will back up and they maybe could sing as good. No, we need teams that all four of them, five of them are great singers. And intro was, they had a nice run. So seeing them make a comeback, I'm appreciating that. I'm liking that. Let me ask you something, Sensei. Did you notice that DJ Cassidy guy? Have you seen his? He's been bringing back all our greats. He's been bringing back all our greats and doing their songs and showcasing it on BET. And it's called DJ Cassidy's, you know, tribute to all the greats. And he brought back, you name them, he brought them back. Keith Sweat, he brought back In Vogue. He brought back.
Right.
He brought back. There's about four parts, and it's really. I posted them before. I reposted them, and they, you know, it was good to see some of the artists that we haven't seen in so long. You know, he brought back Troop. He brought back a lot of the legends. You know,
it's funny that you say that, Mr. Roy, because just yesterday I was thinking about starting a new set here on Dirty Basement Radio. I think I might roll it out next week, and I was gonna call it the What Happened to Artist of the Week. So definitely something that I'm definitely gonna check out. You said that's on BET.
You could just go to YouTube and get it and just type in DJ Cassidy. You're gonna see about four or five parts where he brought back everybody. Patti LaBelle, he brought back the legends, a lot of them. Even Give It All We Got.
This is gonna be a little bit, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely not gonna be so necessarily heavily weighted toward, you know, R&B. It's just gonna be those Whatever Happened To. You're like, damn, you had a huge record, you know what I'm saying? So the one that we're gonna set it off with next week, I know everybody's gonna be like, yeah, okay. You know, yeah, that's right. Whatever happened to dude? You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened to dude? So, yeah, that's definitely right on time, Mr. Roar. But yeah, we're gonna keep it rolling with this next one. Here's another artist. We premiered this song a couple of weeks ago here on Dirty Basement Radio. He had a huge song some years back, and it looks like he got his hands on another one. We've all done his dance before, all right, at the catering hall, at the party, at the backyard barbecue, at the birthday party, you know what I'm saying? All right, this is a new one from Cupid, all right? This is called Flex.
Go, this is yours truly, Black Caesar X, live and direct. And when we're not broadcasting, we're listening to the Dirty Basement Radio Show with DJ Sincere. All right, this is Black Caesar X. I'm out. Back to you, Nelly.
Yeah, from the majors to the independents, Dirty Basement Radio, giving to you like only we can, coming at you live from the big city, entering our third hour. We're into our third hour of the broadcast today. Now, I got this record a couple of weeks ago from another one of my West Coast fam, man. He blessed me with this one, this song. We've been rocking for a couple of weeks here on Dirty Basement Radio. It is crazy. I'm definitely loving this song right here. This is my dude, Max Slug, alongside of Rock Fizzle, BZ, Two Slaps. Oh, man, he slaps you twice. That's crazy. And James Sapopo, this is Heat right here, 206-4321, West Coast Fire. Let's go.
Before I make change from the city where it rains and the drought thing. Can't do it by yourself, take a look at Jane. A whole lot of money came with hella pain. Before all the Jaguars, I balled early. See me right now, swear your boy dirty. Clean, a last time like Master P. Sold the opposite of Pepsi on East Union Street. Buzz banging off BZB. The other half of Blackberry Legacy. Brush your hair if you want waves. Never piss against the wind, it's an old thing. I ride around town with my roof back. Laughing at your car, you got a roof rack. All at the light, who you think they see? Fast 550, all white be me. Call me cocaine without the soda. I sip XO, what the waitress told her. Blowing on Gary Payton. Got the cleanest Camaro on 30 acres. Got my bitch mad at my bitch. Got a pocket full of money, came from my gift. And my gifts came from my spit. And my spit came from the grit.
Three levels of gang, let it show you how it's done. 206, that's where we from. We from. If you want some, come and get some. Come on. Three levels of gang, let it show you how it's done. 206, that's where we from.
Max Love, you the one, come get some.
I spit that dope, nigga, Caribbean hopeless. And you brokeless, bitter, and you holeless. You show weakness, boy, you can't defeat this. I've been papered up, figured it's that realness. This verbal beatness, competitors leave them speechless. I manifest to the season of the sickness. I lay you down on top of the path so you can witness. I break them off with the gypsiness. Post slide, popping this ism like 40 water. Steam, show action, just like a plotter. The mighty hotter, exploded to a time bomb. You rather ball dash, you rather idolize. Don't make you mad, nigga, you rather socialize. Man, I terrorize. When I grab the moon, star quick off, and I touch the sun. 2-6-2-1, we show you how it's done.
Hey, yo, fall down, we got an MC going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
Yeah. If you really want some, come get some.
Hey, yo, fall down, we got an MC going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
If we walk, come and get some.
The
countdown ain't necessary. A whole lot of black on one track, but it ain't February. Green skills, yo, my DNA is legendary. A franchise player, the funk is hereditary. Lyrically, I'm a menace. I serve a nigga like tennis, putting rappers and producers out of business.
Can I get a whip?
And it's lasting in high fashion. My track record is flawless. They can't compete with the beat, so jealous niggas press charges. There's only one fizzle, and never be another after me. Anybody caught fighting my shit is considered blasphemy. Your niggas can't see me or see the bigger picture. I dare you to try to battle. You better bring a dick digger, cause you gon' have to lay in it. That's how I finish saying this. Y'all fail to recognize I ain't the nigga to be playing with. This hip-hop music, I got to do it. I'm the illest nigga alive, now watch me do it.
Hey, yeah.
Four supersonic MCs going dumb.
Yeah.
Three levels of game, let us show you how we do it.
206, that's where we from.
You want some, come to get some.
Let's go.
Four supersonic MCs going dumb. We got three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206, that's where we from. We
let me get some.
Hip-hop, nigga, don't stop.
Got your attention.
Flinch, boy, you might get popped.
Not my intention.
Reflex, tap that jaw, no extension. Bang on me, but a nigga want peace.
Peace.
Black on black crime, nigga must cease.
I
welcome y'all to the belly of the beast. You'll get Starbucks, leave your coffee ground in these streets. Nigga,
yeah.
Slaps, I love this old school track. Fall back, I make beats, of course I can rap. Rap circles run most of your cats. Smell you from here, nigga, smell like a rat. I flip most bars, I'm busting your cap. Nigga, four street stars been paid off that. $1 million nigga surviving this pandemic. Give me everything you owe and the protest never
won. Supersonic MC's going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
Yeah. 206 is where we from.
Where we from.
You want some, come and get some.
Yo, four supersonic MC's going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
Where we from.
You want some, come and get some.
Yeah, Dirty Bass Radio giving you nothing but straight fire. Straight like that. Make sure that you tune in every single Saturday. Starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now we got a big fight coming on tonight. All my fight fans out there. Mr. Roy, do you follow the fight game?
Not anymore.
Mr. Roy, are you a boxing fan?
Not anymore. I used to be, but I fell off.
Okay, okay. All right, let me see if my dude H is still with me. H, you with me? Harry, where you at? Oh, I look like Harry Young must have pressed the snooze button. I have a little. But yeah, we got a big fight that's coming on a little bit. Let me see. Let me see if we get him back again. Harry, yo, you with me?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, hey. Yeah, man, we got a big fight that's coming up tonight, man. I don't know if you've been staying abreast, but your dude Tank Davis is fighting tonight.
He said Davis, huh? Davis?
Yeah. Tank Davis is fighting tonight. He's fighting a gentleman by the name of Mario Barrio. All right?
Mario Barrio.
Huh?
Mario from the Barrio?
Yeah, looks that way. Mario from the Barrio. But, you know, apparently he's not. Now, I haven't seen him fight. His name is Barrios. I haven't seen him fight, you know what I'm saying? I haven't really heard of him. But your boy Tank, now, I've seen him do a couple things to a couple people. He's a real strong fighter, looks real good. He's a real skilled boxer, you know what I'm saying? His movement, his hands are fast and all that stuff. So, but I watched the weigh-in, all right? I watched the weigh-in for the fight, and I got to see them stand side by side. Barrios is significantly taller than him, all right? And I expect that he's going to have a longer reach. So it may be an interesting fight tonight. All right, now Barrios is actually the champion. He's actually the champ. So Tank is trying to take his belt from him. So, yeah, it should be an interesting fight tonight. All right, if y'all get a chance to check that out, definitely, you know, saying I definitely will be doing so. You got any thoughts on that, H?
So, I'm not privy of the boxers, but it will make for an interesting fight, and I'll get my popcorn and my beer. And how we buy the flat screen or the projector. And hey, have a good time. Saturday night, why not? I'll check it out.
Why not? So, you know, something to watch on my folks. You know what I'm saying? If you're into boxing now, if you're into battle rap like we also are over here on Dirty Basement Radio, they actually have an event that may be going on. I think it started a little while ago. They actually have the ladies battling tonight, Mr. Roar. They have Heir to the Throne 2. All right? And the main event is supposed to be KCJ against 40 Bars.
I think I'm going to have to get on top of that ASAP.
Yeah. I think that's the headline battle for tonight. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be tuning in with the rabbit ears to catch anything that we may miss a little bit later on tonight. All right, we'll have to pull out the rabbit ears and catch that. But we'll get to see everything that needs to be seen. All right, at a later date if necessary. It's all good. All right, technology is wonderful these days. It's all good. All right, but we got a few more minutes left in the show. I got a couple more joints I definitely want to touch on. All right, some of this independent music, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that fight tonight. Definitely something to tune into. See if Tank is going to be able to overcome, you know, some of these obstacles that I see. Like I said, do this tour now, of course. You know, we've seen shorter fighters beat the shit out of people before, you know, that were significantly taller than them. We've seen Tyson do it, you know, on a number of occasions, you know, knock out significantly taller than them. So it's not something that's unheard of, but we'll see if Tank is going to be up to that task tonight, you know, and be able to snatch dude's belt from him. All right, a little bit later on the boxing match tonight.
Well,
now,
Fish Al is going against Gaddis.
Okay. Now, Gaddis is someone I haven't seen her in a long time. I haven't seen Gaddis since she battled Miss Hustle. And that was a very good battle, but that was, you know, quite a number of years ago, and I haven't seen her since. So I definitely have to check that out a little bit. When we get off the air, getting ready to get out of here in just a couple of minutes. I definitely appreciate everybody coming through today. Big shout out to our guests that we had in the building, Reds coming through. If you missed any part of the show, any part of her interview, of course, it's going to be available in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio.
Definitely. If you got a chance, throw that that OTP on or act like you know.
I don't know how that's listed in here, but let me see if I can pull it up right quick.
One-O-N-E.
All right, we'll see if it's – all right. Well, yeah, well, I know how to spell. All right, let's see if it's in here like that.
I don't know if you know if I use a letter or a number.
Well, yeah, that's why, I'm going to see if it's in here. My switchboard is frozen up a minute. It seems as if it's giving me a little bit of difficulty. Let's see. Let's see if we can get that on right quick. All right, act like you know it's one take who? One take.
P.
Okay, one take P. I have a big shot for one take P. Let's be ready to get into this song right now. Act like you know. That's a good idea. You should act like you know. People be acting stupid. I hate that.
Sam, you did that. Sam, you did that.
Hey.
Yeah.
No more waiting for these niggas. No more wasted concern about who gon' eat with me. I scared to show you I stand out and I speak different. They ain't believe till I show them, but now they Team Ripley. Straight from the bottom, came out that dark basement. In broad day, if you look at me, then you stargazing. With God's graces, I'm a ball like LeBron Davis. Then get to parking on niggas like when your dog races. I ain't scared of this business, I got the plan. Stop the land, work and stay on my grizzly like John Moran. Not the lamb, sacrificing to get to the promised land. Commas, cameras, and occasional pictures with honest fans. No feds, I'ma stand on my own to what I'm gon' do. Pull the sword from the stone, claim the throne too. I want them floors that sparkle, made of marble. Run away from a freak, come through, nigga. So you better
act like you know. Act like you know.
Better act like
you know. what they could ever feel. Raised by that game, that breast milk was vanilla silk. Still, no matter how good, niggas got better deals. Realized I'm human, felt like I swallowed a leather pill. Now look at them, King Arthur to turn the tables. Say I'm a failure, keep it Gucci, cause fuck your label. Blogging blogs, but see, I'm knowing in my heart of hearts I'm made to be the king of kings and the god of gods.
This is my life, don't let them leave. See them no twice, hold them can't see. Don't let them slide, make them nosebleed. Yeah, yeah, look,
I'm Loki Loke to the dope fiend fiend. And I be the power, the ghost, the joker, the Joaquin Phoenix. See, I got motive, won't nothing slow me. I'm gonna keep breathing till I got money on overload. And my whole team gleaming, you better
act like you know.
Turf, nigga, I come to work until I'm covered in dirt, smothered by Mother Earth. Executive branch, that's where I wanna perch. But I get that purse, that bag statue, that double verse. Renaissance man, getting involved, I want it all. Parlay with the French, nibble croissants. Y'all barely making shelf bread, why y'all rap like y'all well fed? Not OTP, I still spit like a nigga that starts so forward march, nigga. Little nigga with a gorilla heart. Kong, nigga, almighty Joe Young, Caesar with the scar. Know me all you want, no calling me when it's done. Out the park, knock it out, I home run it with niggas front. Operated a G-O-D, I'll answer the call. Travel, I'll take it abroad. Making my way to Nepal, Dubai to Somalia. Hit Japan, watch an anime arc. This is what I pledge. Hold my blunt in my hand, on my heart. Niggas better
act like you know.
Appreciate all the love and support. Our fantastic guest, Reds. Big shout out to my dude, H, coming in from the lounge. Big shout out to my dude, KV, all right, in the building earlier. All right, everybody who came through, thank you so much. Everybody on the website, everybody supporting us via social media, thank y'all so much. Make sure you go to the archives if you missed any part of the show. All right, real important, real important. My dude, Priest, will be back on the airways this coming Monday alongside the JP3 in the listening room, Philly. I make sure you tune into that. I want to see what he pulls out his bag on Monday because he had the treats. He had the treats, Mr. Raw. All right, on yesterday's show. So you got any last words before we get on out the door, Mr. Raw?
I wanted to tell you that me and JP were talking about doing a versus. A little fun thing back and forth with some tracks, 20 tracks a piece. We're going to post it up and let you know later on, but I just put it out there.
Okay, all right. That sounds like that might be interesting. All right, you know, the challenge has been thrown down, Mr. Ron JP3. All right, okay, that should be interesting. A little, you know, producer's battle. All right, going to be in effect. All right, make sure that you holler at Mr. Raw. All right, he got that situation going down. If you got some bars and you want to get involved, all right, Mr. Raw, how should they contact, any MCs contact you if they want to be a part of your series?
Well, definitely hit me up on Facebook, MISTARAAW, or on IG at the same, and Twitter also. I'm on Twitter with MRRAAW, and just let me know that you want to be involved, and we can just chop it up behind the scenes and, you know, make things happen. Like I said, when I do post the track out, I'm going to play it over the air and see who's feeling it, and the first eight that hops on it and say, yeah, I want to be a part of this situation, and they send me them bars, and I'm able to mix it and put it together so it sound good, and we're going to be debuting it on the Dirty Basement, and you already know how it goes. Ain't nobody going to get it before we do.
All right, that's what's up. Definitely looking forward to that, so definitely hit up Mr. Raw via his social media, let him know you want to be involved, and I'll definitely make that happen. Looking forward to seeing the results of that, and you definitely got to chop it up behind the scenes, Mr. Raw, and, you know, talk about how we could, maximize the impact of that project. All right, time for us to get on out the door. DJ Sincere, Mr. Raw, Dirty Basement Radio, all right, on every Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, getting on out the door. We're going to shut it down with Mr. Raw. You need to holler at him. Get on that joint. It's going to be a hot project as we get on out of here. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Send the alert out to your committee. Same old nigga living in a new city, baby. Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine like a bitty. I can grind me and gritty, pay attention, take notice. If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. It's a fact, you can quote it. Mr. Rose, locomotive, spit the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred, you know, keeping it unlocked like a full head of dreads. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means I gotta take your breath and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
It doesn't matter where you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the wind-up, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Don't bother to be in the league or the team where I'm at, cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip, so get niggas get. I'm surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game gonna legit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. Can't always watch your back before you start running your lip. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Nowadays, rhyme pays, so get caught in the world.